Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, father lovers, to the best damn How I Met Your Father podcast on the internet. This is Last Call at Pemberton's, and we are here for the season two finale. That is right, folks. We're doing a double episode. How you feeling, John?
Well, first, I'm really sad you didn't introduce me or yourself this week. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Last Call at Pemberton's. My name is John, and here with me, as always, is my fucking amazing co-host. His name is Josh, and we are here to talk about How I Met Your Father!
All right. That's right, folks. I hope that you're all awake and ready to talk.
Let's or at least listen. Let's get ready to talk it.
I don't think any of you guys are going to talk. It's just going to be us.
Gonna be listen, if all of a sudden people start talking, and I know there's nobody in my house, and I'm pretty sure everybody over there is pretty much either asleep or getting ready to sleep, we got some problems.
It's true.
And in that case, somebody get me an old priest and a young priest, because the powers of Christ compel me.
The powers of Christ compel you. That's right. All right. So before we get into these episodes, we do have a new review on Apple Podcasts that I want to read out.
Yeah. And accuse me of writing it.
I'm just saying, man, the name, like, how could I not think that?
I mean, 100%. I wish I could take credit for this one, but no, not me.
All right, so here we go, folks. This is titled How I Heard My Favorite Podcast, and it's from Darth Balls 222.
Darth Balls.
It's a fucking great name. Great I don't know who you are, but it's a great fucking
name.
Only
way it can get any better is if it's from Anonymous. And last time I knew, Dane Cook scared that guy into a mission.
Very true. All right, so it says, I listen on the regular, love the bromance between you two and the constant laughs, very knowledgeable about the shows, and bring a certain level of excitement into your review. I can't believe the things you guys say, but always leave me wanting more.
That's what she said.
That's right. Thank you, Darth Balls. Bong. Gong, 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 gong. Yeah, you know.
I mean, it's just crazy that it's a name I use frequently for gaming. It's your favorite number, and it's a hell of a review.
Hells yeah.
That should have instantly told you it wasn't me, because that's a good review.
I mean, if you were to go on there and give us a shitty review, I'd be a little upset.
I mean, grammatically, that is a good review.
That's fair.
My grammar is not that well put together.
Maybe you got someone to write it for you.
No? I have a hard enough time stumbling through our fucking record sessions.
Oh, it's good times, though. It's good times. All right, folks. So we are here, like I said, double episode. We will be covering the final two episodes of season two, which is season two, episode 19, Shady Parker, and season two, episode 20, Okay, Fine, It's a Hurricane.
Shady Parker.
Yes. Both of these episodes aired on July 11th of 2023. Both were directed by Pamela Fryman.
Be Fry! Right.
Episode 19 was written by Jeremy Roth. Jeremy Roth has done now, including this one, three episodes of How I Met Your Father. Previously did The Perfect Shot in season one and Rewardishment this past season here. He also worked on Melissa and Joey and Love, Victor, which is the showrunner's other show.
Oh, okay.
That they did. So they've obviously worked with him before. And episode 20 was written by the showrunners Isaac Aptaker and Elizabeth Berger, as well as Allie Wyatt for her first writing credit.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So, summaries. We got episode 19 summary. Jesse tricks the gang into helping him pack his stuff in the apartment. Pretty simple. In episode 20, everyone heads to Pemberton's to weather out the hurricane.
You know, yeah. And I felt like that one kind of reminds me of the episode where, in How I Met Your Mother, where, like, there's the hurricane going on and they're trying to get out of town and they get stuck at Barney's.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely reminded me of that throughout, because, I mean, gotta love those hurricanes, man.
Oh, yeah.
No boogie boarding.
No boogie. And then when you said that the other day, I didn't get it. And then I watched these episodes, and I was like,
No boogie boarding. All right.
No boogie boarding.
So we're going to start off talking about episode 19, Shady Parker, John. Starts off with a previously on.
Yeah.
Re-showing the lost and found box stuff.
Indeed.
Which I was so happy to see. Yeah, they don't do these very often.
I was going
to
say, they don't do them very often. Yeah. And I was like, as soon as they showed the box, I'm like, oh, it's coming back into play already. Like, okay.
Yeah, because we talked about this, I think, last episode. We were like, I probably won't come back till next season when they go back around to doing the lost and found boxing again. But nope, it's coming. And I was really excited right from the get with
Dude, I was like, oh man, I was like, is it lost and found day already?
I know, right?
What kind of treasures are going to be in this one?
And a hurricane is coming, John.
A hurricane is a coming.
And who tells us this?
Is Shane Helms.
That's fair. But who tells us that this hurricane is coming?
None other than the returning character of dun dun dun, Sandy motherfucking Rivers.
That's right. Sandy Rivers is back. But now he's the weekend weatherman.
Yeah, because of 47 accusations.
Mm-hmm. Unproven, John. Unproven. There's no proof.
We've seen enough Sandy Rivers to know that those accusations are going to... At least one is going to stick.
I just don't understand how he's still even got a job there. I just don't, like...
I love how he's like, I've been demoted recently to the weekend weather guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did nobody else want to do weekend weather? Because, like...
Well, you remember, the weather guy used to be Lou, who was the... Remember, he was also the vampire guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the weather guy.
You're right. I'd forgotten about that.
Granted, long time ago, you know. We're talking years.
Who
knows what happened to him, man.
In a galaxy far, far away.
It's true. So, Sid is worried about Hannah getting back because of the storm.
Yep.
So apparently, she's moving in on Monday.
Listen, so I have... Like, I know... Go ahead. Because so much shit I want to say... I don't even want to talk about. I don't want to talk about these episodes like normal. I just want to get into the dirt and talk about these episodes like.
You know what? If you want, we can talk about them however you'd please. If you want to mash them together, I really don't.
Yeah, let's mash them together.
Okay.
Let's go with the notes, but turn this into an open discussion about how shitty some of these people are to one another. Like,
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, so let's see what you got.
So, okay. So they do the whole, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that we're switching this up a little bit in the season finale, but this is just so fucking big. Okay. So they do the whole Hannah's coming back, and I'm like, oh shit, they're going to tease the Drew thing and the Hannah and Sid shit all at the same time. I'm like, how does this get any fucking bigger? And then fucking Drew shows up.
Yeah.
Because Sophie calls Drew, and I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I get they're trying to do this in, like, layers, you know? Like, you've got the Sid worried about Hannah shit. You've got the Ellen and Charlie trying to cover something up, but you're not sure what they're covering up because they did something and Valentina's trying to figure it out.
They took something from the box.
They took something from the box, which makes you think it's the receipt. But yeah. I'm like, no, there's going to be a swerve in here. They're not going to have the receipt. So who's got it? And then you've got all this shit going on with Sophie and Sid trying to figure out what's going on with Hannah. Or not Hannah. Yeah, Hannah.
With or no. Sophie, no, with Parker.
Parker, thank you. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God, there's just so much shit. And this is one of the first times they don't break it down into like big different storylines.
They kind of do. I watched these three times. This first episode, at least. The second episode, it's all over the place. It's a jumble.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Okay? They do break it down into multiples.
The first episode is broken into two.
Yeah.
It's broken into what I titled as Vale versus Charlie and Ellen, and Sid and Sophie versus Jesse and Parker. That's the way
I titled it. That's fair, because that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So, talking about them in their separate stories, but still kind of like mashing everything together, I love that while Valentina is trying to figure shit out, she's still trying to help Sophie figure shit out.
Yeah, well, of course.
You know, she's that kind of friend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, Sophie is digging her own hole doing all this because she keeps making herself look shitty. Like, there's all the fake, like, oh, I care.
Yeah, but we have learned this about her. The more that she kind of digs herself in, the more she lies about everything. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
The more nervous about stuff she is, the more she lies.
Yes. I mean, you're not wrong. So it really makes me laugh because I'm like, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, well, how are they going to wrap all this together? And, like, where is this going? So it's just crazy that, like...
I'll be honest. I was surprised that this was actually a two-parter. Because, like, last season, when they dropped two episodes at once, they didn't... It wasn't a two-parter. It was just two episodes.
No. And, yeah.
The same for the mid-season finale. It was just... They just dropped two episodes, but they weren't a two-parter. Well, so I was not anticipating a two-part episode.
No. Well, neither was I originally, but it's just crazy how much, like, they go together, but different shit's going on in both of them, but it still drags stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, so during episode 19, you've got all the shit going on where, like, it's everybody against Parker. Like, Parker's trying to, like...
I think we should talk with the Vale Charlie Ellen, because that is so short. We can knock that right out.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Because, already started talking about it. They're being real shady about something. You know, real suspicious.
You mean Ellen, Charlie?
What did I say?
You said Vale and Charlie?
Well, Vale versus Ellen and Charlie. Yeah, that.
Yeah. So, she accuses them of taking something from the box. Well, taking something,
yeah.
And Ellen's like, you're right, we did it. And Charlie's like, what? No. And Ellen's like, well, we'll bring it back. And Valentina's like, do it.
I love how Vale tricks them into the bathroom.
Yes.
It was so funny. Charlie's over here looking for a caterpillar.
Like, what? Also, can we mention that there is a sub storyline to this storyline that Ellen is like clearly like not, what's the word I'm looking for? Not fazed by the hurricane weather.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. She doesn't buy into it. Yeah. She's like, it's a big umbrella. Like, it's all a conspiracy. Yeah.
She's like, you know, like, oh, it's just a ploy to get you to go out there and buy all this stuff. Yeah. Like, umbrellas and food. She's like, it's not that bad.
They use that to directly tie the title of the next episode in at the very end, which I loved. I thought that was really clever.
Well, here's my thing. That was a Marshall Erickson type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you think this is bad weather? Come down to Minnesota, you know, where it hails the size of a basketball, and you know.
Absolutely.
So while that whole thing's going on, I'm like, okay, so Ellen's not afraid of the weather. Charlie's terrified by the weather.
Yeah. It's very opposite.
Which we find more out of during the next episode. But, like, I'm just like, damn. Mm-hmm. So then, Valentina ends up getting them to agree to bring whatever they took back. They go off and get it, and when it finally comes around back in the storyline, turns out Ellen stole the haircutting book that Valentina pulled from the Lost and Found box during the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then plays it off, and I didn't even remember her making a comment about the book.
The only thing that in the original episode that you hear her say is the, do you need money? Like, are you like that thing that she says, you don't see other stuff from her because it's not focused on her.
But I mean, at the same time though, I didn't even remember her being like, do you need money?
Because she asked
Jesse that.
Yeah. It's such a short like line. You're not really supposed to think too much about it because everybody was ragging on him.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and it's funny because so she takes it and they reveal that she went home and tried to cut her hair. Oh
my God.
And I'm like,
I can understand you trying to cut your own hair, but like all she did was she just grabbed a chunk and went clink, like,
but what? Then Charlie comes in and he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then he grabs a handful and goes clink, clink. And then they're both like, and I don't understand Valentina's response where she's just like, well, it grew back really good. And she's like, oh, did it? Did it, Val? Boom! And she yanks off the wig to reveal that she's got like this really butchered haircut.
So here's my thing. She could have went to like a salon and gotten that to at least look semi-decent. You know what I mean? Also, after Charlie's chunk, why did they keep going?
Because you know the old thing, man. Once you're in, you're already in. You might as well go for broke.
Oh, so bad. But yeah, apparently she's been wearing a wig this whole time.
Whole time.
Like, since that episode. Yeah. Like.
But I love how once Val leaves the room, Charlie's like, it's a really good wig. Nobody's been able to notice, and they still won't. And he puts it back on, and you can clearly see, like, it's, you know.
You can see the line.
I'm just like, so here's my big question. Did Rachel know?
Maybe that's why she wanted to break up.
And the level just gets deeper and deeper.
It does get deeper, man.
Oh, man. I'm glad we talked about that.
Yeah, that was, it's very short, like I said, but it was really fucking funny.
It was.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now to focus on the main storyline.
Yeah.
So, this whole thing is going on where Sophie's trying to figure shit out about Parker, and Sid wants to help after he overhears some stuff, and Sophie discovers that she's got a man's credit card in her wallet. And that's where Sid is officially.
You know, we totally skipped over all the stuff at the beginning because we got so excited.
We did.
You know, like Sophie wanting to be so supportive. The whole thing about the jock strap, which made me die every time.
She wants to be Jesse's jock strap and just like
because Jesse is the balls, John. He's the balls.
He's something.
And Vale, we find out something about Sophie that when she gets emotionally devastated, she starts talking in what Vale describes as talking like a Hallmark card.
Dude, my favorite one is the fucking Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, it's the fucking Shamrock.
Can I get a Shamrock Shake? Oh, I'm sorry. We're all out.
No, like, the machine's broken. Obviously, I mean, she's at McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? Machine's broken.
I mean, it's the only place that has the Shamrock Shake. If you didn't get that from...
I'm sure people sell their own version of it.
Can't call it a Shamrock Shake. That's legal liabilities.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they property. Do, though. I still wouldn't be surprised if they do, man.
Oh, but, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it either. I'm just saying, that is a lawsuit.
But yeah.
But yeah. Yeah,
that was a good one.
So this whole thing about her being like a Hallmark card, it plays through most of the episode, a little bit into the next one, where like she's all like, I only wish the best for them. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I've seen the next episode. She just pretty much gets drunk. So all that kind of just.
Oh, goes. Yeah.
Well,
and that's what makes me laugh. So like, so they put this plan into motion to help Jesse. Well, they get tricked into helping Jesse.
Yeah, they get tricked because it's apparently a help him pack trap is what they call it.
And Parker makes me feel bad because
I like Parker. She's trying so hard.
Well, and that's the thing. She reminds me of Kevin during the whole Let's Paint the Baby's Room episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she's there trying her damnedest. Like, let me pay for this pizza. I'll throw the tip in.
Everything. Yeah, I brought some beer, you know?
I brought some beer.
Yeah, I was like, I just want you guys to like me. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And then here's the thing. It's like, all this shit starts to unfold, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to end pretty for any of these people.
Yeah.
And the one I feel the worst for at the end of this episode is Parker.
Yeah.
Because she tries her damnedest to get all these people to like her, and she's the one who ends up at home alone with her mom.
It's true.
Yeah. While everybody else goes to Pemberton's.
Yeah, it's very true. Sid is not taking this move. We find out that Jesse is going to move. That's the whole point. He's moving in with Parker.
They couldn't have announced that in a better way. Like,
but here's my thing, okay? Jesse's like, you know, I'm moving out tomorrow. Okay. I don't really, I mean, I understand why he gets upset because he has his own things going on, but Hannah's literally moving in on Monday. What is Jesse supposed to do?
Right. Well, and goes back to, we were talking about this last episode. If anything, why does Jesse have to move out at all? Because clearly Hannah was moving in before Jesse would have been out.
Yeah.
So they could have shared the apartment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just
like Ted, Lily, and Marshall did for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't know.
Also, the Nutella fellas, come on.
Yeah.
I love that.
You
make some crepes, baby. Let's do this.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I love that he's like, why are you packing our crepe maker?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, I thought we'd take it to the house and unpack it, and, you know. And I'm like,
But yeah, because he's like, well, you gave it to me as a birthday present, you know. I get it. It's, you know, I feel like we had very similar situations when Ted was going to move out. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it just, like I said, there's so much going on, and like a lot of it links to the shit in the next episode. That's why I don't want to
I know. It feels overwhelming, but we'll get there, folks. We got this. We're gonna trudge through the Sid and Sophie versus Jesse and Parker stuff, and Sophie is overdoing this supportive kindness thing.
She really is.
She's really overdoing it. And Parker reveals that, you know, moving was difficult for her. She had to leave all her friends behind back in Nevada, but she just doesn't want to talk about it. And this makes Sophie real suspicious.
Oh, yeah. Really suspicious. This is what kicks off all her, like, oh, I got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and
But Sid's not on board right away.
Well, no, like I said, Sid doesn't get on board until she finds the credit card.
Yeah.
And that's where Sid's like, oh, something's not right.
Yeah.
And then Sophie launches what I call part Duix. And that's, she's going to try to get into her purse to find out what other shit she's hiding. And I'm like, okay, so you've already went through her wallet. I'm like, now you're going to go through her purse.
Technically, she doesn't, though. Sid goes through her purse.
Well, but the way she launches the plan, it's her going through the
purse. Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, okay, shit. But then, yeah, so then Sid goes through the purse, and I'm like...
I loved how she made a distraction, though.
Yes.
It was one of the funniest things. We find out that Parker apparently used to be a competitive arm wrestler.
I could believe it.
And Sophie, for some reason, feels, this is the thing that I'm going to use as a distraction, and I'm going to challenge her to an arm wrestling match.
It's fucking hilarious, though. Because she's like, oh, me too. We should arm wrestle right now.
Yeah.
And then I love how she's like, okay, 3, 2, 1. And she's just like, bam.
Yeah, she fucking rocks.
And I was like, damn.
Her.
I'm like, Sophie didn't even have a fucking chance.
Yeah.
And then Sophie's like, oh, where I'm from, we say 3, 2, 1.
Wrestle now.
Wrestle now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, What the fuck is two extra words gonna do?
Well, Parker said 3, 2, 1, wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Sophie just added the now so that she could be ready, I think is really all. She needed a reason.
I mean, in all fairness, though, round two, Sophie gives it her best.
Yeah, I was surprised. Love
that at this moment, Jesse's like, is she over there muttering, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can? Yeah. And Val's like, it's her favorite book.
It's her favorite book.
That is bro code 101. Always have your bros back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Vale is like the ultimate bro. You know what I mean? She is. Absolutely. But the distraction pays off, John.
Yeah, because Sid gets into the purse and he finds what, Judge?
Oh, he finds three bottles.
Three bottles!
Of prescription pain pills, not in her name.
Nope. Mm-mm. Now, this is where they decide that they've got to go to Part C. The High C.
The High C, huh?
The High Ground. You were the chosen one, Anakin!
It's true. So, I love that they instantly, because like they started off being, you know, thinking, oh, she must be like a con woman. That was the whole thing. And then instantly it goes from con woman to drug lord.
Well, I love that Sophie's like, what's a drug lord? He goes, it's a druggie that worked their way to the top. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
Well, he specifically said it's a drug dealer who got promoted, who did such good work he got promoted.
I mean, either way, though, that's not how that works.
I mean, isn't it a little...
No.
They took the initiative, John.
You're going to tell me Heisenberg took initiative?
Well, fuck yeah, he took initiative, man. That motherfucker's like, I'm keeping the money. I'm the one that knocks. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so Sophie now wants to do a background check.
Yep.
How does she go about doing this?
This is the worst part of the plan. She calls the school and asks for...
Yeah, but how does she even get this information, John?
See,
this is where Drew is called. This is the whole point.
Because he was like, Drew... Because, yeah, she calls Drew, and Drew comes over, and she's like, oh, how did she interview? What about the background check? And he's like, oh, the interview process was relatively fun. I asked her to say three things about herself, and she said, I'm bad at counting.
Yeah.
Get it? Because it's four words.
I'll be honest. It made me laugh.
I mean, it's funny, but I would not hire somebody based off that joke.
Well, I mean...
And you're going to tell me a school didn't run a background check on somebody?
He said he got a glowing recommendation from the principal at her last school. But, I mean, he said he didn't actually call or anything like that because he got a recommendation letter.
Yeah, but anybody could have wrote a glowing recommendation letter.
Oh, no, I get it. And that's kind of what Sophie's whole thing is.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe that she actually was at this school.
Yeah. Well, and I love that she calls the school and the guy answers and she asks, you know, can you tell me about such and such person? And he's like, oh, I don't know anybody by that name. And without even waiting, she's like, case closed. Click.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, what if she had gotten married after that? Or what if she was working under a married name and got divorced? Because before they reveal who the card belonged to, I was thinking maybe it was an ex-husband, or maybe it was, you know, like something like that, but a veteran boyfriend.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And I was like, okay, so like maybe it was a bad situation she got away from and just didn't have time to get his card out of there and still hasn't thrown it away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this is when Sophie and Sid come out and they're like, we're going to confront her. Ha ha, we've got her dead to rights. And it all fucking blows up.
Yeah, it does. It does. I want to mention something that Sophie and Sid were talking about around that same time with the whole thinking that they have a good idea for a Netflix pitch, right? And it surprised me that they went with Netflix because this show's on Hulu.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I'm like... And it's not like the show just started going. Like, it's been on Hulu the whole time. It's a Hulu original.
Well, you know why they made the Netflix joke, I bet?
don't know. Does
Netflix will put any trash on its streaming service? Burn!
I mean, that's fair, but they're still promoting another streaming service. I'm just surprised. Like, they could have just easily gone with Hulu.
Because Hulu knows that no matter if they say the word Netflix or not, nobody's turning on that trash anymore. Hulu, sponsor us while I promote you.
There are a couple good shows, but yeah, overall.
Name one.
You know, I like Stranger Things and Black Mirror. Fine.
Name another four.
I don't want to do that. I don't watch enough Netflix to name that many shows. Come on, man. I know The Witcher is a thing.
F is for Family. Witcher. And
I don't know what F is for Family is, but okay.
It's a cartoon about a fucked up family.
Oh, okay.
And I was also going to say Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's not a Netflix original.
Oh, I didn't know you were just talking originals.
Yeah. I'm just talking about, like, original content. Well, because, like, I don't watch Walking Dead on Netflix. I watch it on AMC Plus.
Oh, so, well, like, listen here, you know, Mr. Moneybags.
Hey, you have access to it. Don't be knocking it.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah, no, I love the way they pitch it, how it's going to become a Netflix show, and then there's going to be a podcast about it. And then they're going to make a limited series about it. And then, or no, there would be a podcast.
Yeah, it said this is the kind of thing that would go from an article to a podcast to a limited series. And then they start talking about Netflix. There would be a podcast
about the limited series.
And they start talking about Netflix. They're like, oh, I wonder if Sarah Paulson would play me.
Yeah, which I thought was, like, who's Sarah Paulson?
Have you ever watched American Horror Story? Because she's on, like, most of those seasons.
I mean, I've watched first season of American Horror Story, but that's the only one.
I'm sure you would recognize her if you saw her. I mean, fair. She's done a lot of Netflix stuff.
Viewers, this is your time. If you have a favorite Sarah Paulson character from any show she's been in, hit us up at any one of the links. Let us know.
Yes, at Last Call, HIMYM. Hit us up. Hashtag Sarah Paulson.
Hashtag Sarah Paulson.
I don't know if she has an actual, like, Twitter handle, so just hashtag it. Hashtag it. But yeah, so they confront Parker.
Dude, this whole confront
of everyone, man.
Yeah, and this is where I'm like, this is a bad idea, because, like, instantly everybody's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And, like, they're in the apartment. There's not much place to get away from there. First off, we know the apartment, because we've spent 9 seasons in that apartment.
Oh, yeah.
We know how small that apartment can be. And it's like, I would have just made an excuse to go to the bathroom and maybe turn the shower on. Like, at least then you ain't got to listen to it.
That's fair. Yeah. But I think they want the drama.
I don't doubt that, but I'm just saying, like, it's bad.
Because as it's going on, Charlie and Ellen are standing behind the couch, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is some good drama. And then Charlie's like, oh, your wig's slipping.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was funny. He's like, oh, your wig is slipping. So they accuse her of being, you know, manipulative and lying and a drug lord and the credit card, and Parker comes clean about everything.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh shit. And Jesse's like, you don't have to do this. And she's like, no, I want to.
Yeah.
Which shows she's the bigger person. Like, you know, I'll step forward about it. And she reveals that the credit card, it belongs to her brother. Because she goes and halves with her brother on a bill. And why does she go and halves on her brother with a bill, Josh?
Because their mother was recently in a bad rock climbing accident. And that's why the pills are there, because the pills are her mother's.
And that's why she moved out here, was to be closer to her mom. Yep. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I bet they feel shitty right now.
She's like a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
You know?
And in this moment, like, Sid comes forward and he's like, I'm really sorry that I've been acting like this. I guess I'm just getting crazy because, you know, Jesse's moving out. And he starts crying. And I mean, like, crying.
Yeah.
And Jesse's like, man, don't cry, because, you know, if you cry, I'm going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment right here that made me laugh. And it's Parker, and she goes, if you want to hug him, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they just started dating and already needs permission to hug his bro.
But then when Sophie goes in for the hug, Jesse yells at her. Not you. But here's my thing. He completely forgives Sid.
Yep.
No questions, right?
Yep.
But he doesn't do the same for Sophie, which I think is bullshit, because Sid, as far as Jesse knows, was just as involved in just everything enough. Going on.
Do you know why he didn't forgive her, though?
Because he still loves her.
Because he loves her. Mm-hmm. And you can't just forgive people you love.
Yeah, no, I mean, not like that, yeah.
Not like that.
You know, he's so blinded by that love that he's unwilling to show that empathy for her, because it could show the love as well.
Yep.
Is the way I looked at it, you know. And so Parker decides, you know, after all this, you know, Sophie apologizes and everything else, but after all this, she's like, I'm going to go see, you know, spend time with my mom.
Yep.
And they go to leave, and the fucking power goes out.
Yep. And I love Ellen's line. Okay. Now it's a hurricane.
Yeah. And then it, to be continued.
Yep.
With a great fucking cover song. You know, I can't remember. It's something about the rain, whatever it was. But it there's two. Each episode had a great cover song at the end.
Oh yeah, I've noticed that a lot of them do.
Yeah.
But for us, it's gonna pick up right now. We're gonna talk about episode 20.
Yes.
And how does it kick off, Josh?
All the gang goes to Pemberton's.
And why? Because that's the only fucking place they hang out. I love that her son calls them out about that.
Yes.
Because, future Sophie, you know, future Sophie's like, oh, and he's like, you went to Pemberton's. And she's like, oh, I've told you this story. And he's like, no, you just always hang out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah. It's true, though. I mean, you know, granted, if one of us owned a bar, I feel like we'd hang out there all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. No, we would definitely hang out there all the time because, I mean, you got to be there to keep your establishment running.
Yeah.
But in the middle of a hurricane, we know that, you know.
But I think the main reason that they actually go there, I think it's probably Sid's idea, because Sid bought a generator off of Facebook Marketplace. So he probably thought, oh, we can have power and then we can also have, like, drinks and whatnot and have a good time.
But it also came with a hat, Josh. What does the hat say?
It says, ask me about my generator.
Ask me about my wiener.
Dude, that literally went through my head.
Like, anytime I see an ask me about, that's where I go. Yep. But I'm like, if you're buying a generator off of Facebook and it comes with a free hat, it's probably going to be garbage. And guess what? It was.
It absolutely was. Within seconds.
Minutes?
Not even, man. Like, yeah, probably I'm 30,
trying to be generous.
30 seconds. Luckily, they seem to have what I'm assuming are battery-operated lights on the tables and on the bar. Yep. Not sure where they got those, but they're nice.
I mean, they were nice.
Yeah, these little tabletop lights. I liked it.
And then, you know.
Jesse, he wants to go and check on Parker, you know, which I get. She's alone. Because apparently she's back at her place. I'm assuming she didn't actually even make it to her mom's.
I mean,
because of the blackout.
She stays with her mom, right?
No, but he says that she's alone with their cats and not much food.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't actually think about that, because I would have figured she was just living with her mom.
And then, no, because she has her own loft. She's not living
with her. So that means her mom never got her fucking pain meds.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
That sucks.
Because then Sophie makes the joke. She's like, there's no judgment. It's okay if you need to eat your cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a life and death situation.
Where's Stay Puft? We'll fry her up.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't need the ASPCA coming down on our podcast. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast, I promise.
So here's my thing that really makes me laugh, okay? So it's the middle of a hurricane. They're locked inside of a bar. And I'm like, there's no real food there. There's bar food there.
That we know of, because we don't really know what he's got. We still don't actually know.
That is true. But it just made me laugh, because, like, and this is, again, the series of the last episode are still unfolding into this episode.
Too bad they don't have Nick's hot dog roller.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, I would have loved if Nick had shown up and been like, listen, I knew you guys were going to be here. Figured you could use some hot dogs.
That would be,
you know, something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about this. Let's So yeah. They go to Pemberton's. They're at Pemberton's. And who's the first person that shows up, Josh?
Oh, Hannah, man. I was not expecting her to come busting in there.
Neither was I. But here's my question, though. How did she know they were going to be there?
That I don't know.
She showed up with luggage and everything. You don't think she would have went to the apartment first?
Maybe she did.
She maybe. Should have a key.
Does she, though? I don't know.
I mean, would your wife not have a key to your place?
I mean, maybe, but she lived in L.A., so maybe they didn't bother. I don't know.
It just seems weird that she went straight there and didn't have a key.
Maybe Sid messaged her just to let her know what was happening. You know, like, hey, just so you know, we're heading over to Pemberton's. Okay.
True. Maybe.
Who knows, man? It's TV.
It is. It's a small, minute thing compared to everything else that unfolds, but...
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Anna shows up.
Yes, she does. We also get Sophie and Vale. We learn some stuff about them, about this tougher fluff thing.
Listen, I love the tougher fluff.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, man, that is a great concept, but apparently Sophie always chooses fluff.
Always. That's not surprising.
I mean, it's not surprising, but it made me laugh that she was trying to rap.
Dude.
I loved where Val's like, tougher fluff, and she's like, fluff, and she's like, snack time is going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's called reflection?
She's like, thanks, I needed that. Oh, by the way, it's called reflections. It's like, what? Fucking snack time, John. I love it.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, man, it's almost like, arrest me, but make it sexy.
Yeah. But this whole thing comes up about because Sophie is essentially bashing on Jesse to Vale.
Yeah.
And Vale asks her, do you want tough or fluff? And she goes for fluff. And so Vale has her back, you know.
Dude. And again, though, great wingman.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we get Drew. You know, he's there, too.
Yeah, he's there, of course.
Yeah, he's making margaritas.
Well, and I love this, because he reveals to Val a little later, he thinks he's got an open door right now. Like, you know, Sophie reached out to him for a reason.
Well, and I mean, does it help that we get a distracted Ellen later on, who pushes him that way?
I mean, yeah. Well, here's my question, though. In your opinion, from what we know as viewers being, well, for lack of better wording for my part, out of game knowledge, is Drew on the hook?
Is Drew on the hook? No, I don't think so because of how everything resolves at the end.
Okay, but at this point, him thinking he's got that open door... Let me make her margaritas, get her drunk.
I think a little bit, but it's not purposeful. She's not doing anything, obviously, because the things that she was doing were not meant as keeping him to keep him on any sort of hook. You know what I mean? But I think I could say probably yeah up until that point. Sure.
Fair.
Sure.
So you'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Hannah shows up, and seeing Sid and Hannah together makes Jesse really want to go to Parker. But when he looks outside, man, nope.
The one that makes me laugh, I think this isn't the one. I think it's the second one. He's like, I'm going to go check on Parker. And he opens the door, and there's the guy walking. Okay.
So that's this time. That's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, why did I want to go check on my girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's like, that is such a specific line to be yelling. Mm-hmm. You're getting, like, winded in face, like...
But also remember, this is being told by Sophie.
No, I know.
So, like, we saw stuff like that in the original show, where it's like, that's just ridiculous.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, just for it's a PSA from Jay, if you're walking in a windstorm with an umbrella... You turn your back to the wind, because then the wind still goes over the umbrella the right way, and it doesn't destroy your $12 umbrella.
I mean, or you could just put the umbrella in front of you.
Or that. I mean, you could do that. It still goes around it.
Yeah, but yeah, don't put the damn umbrella behind you and walk into the wind.
I mean, that dude was like, might as well have not even had the umbrella at that point.
Yeah, that thing was, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't care what kind of umbrella you got. You're in a hurricane, that umbrella ain't gonna do shit. It's just not. You might
hurricanes and tornadoes, you might as well not even have it, unless you want to play Mary Poppins.
Yeah, there's no point. It's just gonna cause you problems.
Spoonful of sugar? Come on, Ted.
And so, after the whole, you know, Jesse wanting to go out and not going out, Ellen gets a ping on her phone. And there's a message from Hannah. Text message.
This pisses me off so fast. And
I got a note here. But first, so I wrote down what it says. It reads, Eli, please don't contact me again. It was a one-time thing. And then I wrote a note saying, I guess John was right not to trust that Eli.
I mean,
you called it, dude.
I did. And that makes me feel bad, though, because I'm a guy, and I know when I say this, I'm included in this, but you don't trust a drunk guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is clear that he kind of dug on her a bit. From that episode that he was in. So, yeah, them going out, getting a little sloshy.
I can't put all the blame on him, though.
No.
She shouldn't have put herself in that situation, though, either, where a guy felt comfortable enough to kiss her.
It's a two-way street.
Well,
I don't believe for a second that it was just he kissed her. They kissed each other. Like, it was...
Oh, 100%.
I think they made out.
Well, after the confrontation between Sid and Hannah in the back room, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
At this point in my head, I'm like, oh, she had sex with him, that fucking whore.
Oh.
And I was like, what a dirty fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, like, I've been cheated on. It sucks. It hurts.
It does.
And I'm like, my boy Sid, he ain't gonna bounce back from this shit right away, even if Taylor's there.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, I'll watch this unfold. And as that storyline starts and Ellen confronts her and she's like, you need to tell my brother, you know, Val's trying to...
Not my brother. Jesse's her brother.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You need to tell Sid. Yeah, sorry. I'm like, wait, yeah. No, you're right. You need to tell Sid.
Yeah.
Val, on the other hand, at this exact moment, is trying to dig up dirt in what kind of way, Josh?
Val's just... What is Val trying to do?
She's trying to find the receipt in the
lawsuit. Oh, yeah, yeah. She is still trying to find that, but yeah. She never actually finds... She never... Within the confines of the episode, she never learns where it is.
Nope. You know? But she doesn't really let it go, though, either. She knows somebody has it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I was like, well, it's got to come out at some point.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to come out the way it did.
It's true. I wanted to go quick back to the Eli thing, because it's not just that they kissed John. It was literally the night before.
Oh, I know.
And that, I think, bothers me more. I don't know why. It just... it happened a while ago. It was a thing. Literally, the night before, she was supposed to come home.
Well, so while we're talking about it, let's just finish this little storyline up then really quick.
Yeah.
So, Ellen gets on her shit that she should tell Sid. And she's like, I'm not going to. And then Ellen goes to Sid and is like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
She comes up with this cockamamie. I'm not even going to bring up the names. She comes up with this cockamamie excuse about the people who own the deli across the street.
Yeah, or the laundromat. I think it's a laundromat.
Or a laundromat, you're right. And she's like, you know, like, if this happened, would you want to know? And Sid's like, well, yeah. And then so Ellen goes back to Hannah and's like, you need to tell him or I'm going to.
I like that. I like that she was like, this has to happen. You know, she
and so
stood up for it. Yeah.
Is Hannah's getting ready to tell her, like, getting the nerve up to tell her. Sid's like, you know what? I changed my mind. I wouldn't want to know. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, man. And then here comes Hannah, ready to tell Sid.
Here's the thing. He never actually says, I don't want to know. Because they're talking hypothetically about this couple. He says, they have a great thing. They have had a great thing because they just had, like, their 30th anniversary or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think I don't think she should tell him. You know, I think.
Yeah. But essentially saying, though, he doesn't need to know.
But here's my thing. I wonder if he knew that about the situation, would he actually want to know in his own situation? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because it's easy to say, oh, you know, about some other people, some hypothetical other people or whatever. Oh, you know, they're in a 30-year happy marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it was a mistake. Let's not ruin that.
Well, I mean, clearly, I think he could have went without knowing that Hannah had had this moment.
Yeah.
But he brings up a good point. So, again, though, she confesses to Sid.
Yeah.
And Sid's like, you know, he's like, you could tell he's like floored by it. He doesn't know what to think.
Yeah.
But right before you think he's going to blow up, he forgives her.
Well, sort of. Because he's like, I forgive you, Hannah. Then literally, it's like, no, not right now. It was like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he forgives her, though. And I was like, oh, shit, where is this going? And then he tells her,
yeah,
I had a thing. And she's like...
No, her first thing, though, was it Sophie?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it makes me wonder if they're teeing something up to plant a seed in his mind for later on down the road. But like,
maybe
Sophie is an option, you know what I mean? To
tease us
about things.
I did think that that was a funny little, well, was it Sophie? And he's like, no.
Because that also makes me think, like, damn, what the fuck does Hannah think about Sophie then?
Yeah.
That she thinks Sophie would do that.
Yeah.
You know,
but so they get into the discussion about Taylor.
Yeah.
And he tells her about Taylor and she's like, oh. And he's like, but it wasn't anything like, I mean, we didn't do anything. It was just this conversation.
Yeah.
Which granted, still not innocent, but more innocent than making out with some other fucking dude.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then
because he says, you know, he's like, I could, you know, I saw that things were, you know, going too far, and I shut it down. Granted, he only saw that when Jesse pointed it out, but still, as soon as he saw it,
but I mean, he doesn't have to give her all those little details.
Yeah,
he's at least being honest enough.
Yeah.
But this is where she's like, "Oh," and he's like, "Yeah," and I'm just like, "Okay, so where you're not on an even ground with this one right now?"
No, but I think she feels like they are.
Yeah, but then this is where she's like, well, I just want you to know that as soon as it happened, I went home. She says she didn't even use her travel.
Her packing cubes, which I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure what a packing cube is.
I don't know what it is either, so I just assumed it was something like, and apparently it's big to him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, wait, you didn't even use your packing cubes? He's like, so were you running from the situation? And I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking get her, man. Like,
yeah, essentially it's like because he says to her, if this thing with Eli was just a one-time thing, then what were you running from?
100%.
And she has no answer.
She doesn't. I don't think she knew.
No,
I personally think she had feelings. What did I tell you? She wasn't gonna want to come back.
Yeah.
So then they get, I mean, we don't actually get to see the rest of the conversation really. We get a little bit more of it, but not enough to really know what happens. I'm assuming they're done, though, by his reaction when he comes out and sits down at the bar.
Yeah, no, I don't think we actually get... I think that's the last thing... Yeah, that's the last thing that we actually get from them.
Okay, that's the last thing
in the episode that we see of Hannah. And then the next time that we see Sid is he comes out of the back, and he just looks devastated.
He does.
We don't know... Is he devastated just because of the conversation? Did they end their marriage? We don't know.
Well, again, though, this is what I was really hoping was going to happen, because this is a direct callback to the end of season one of How I Met Your Mother.
It's true.
Marshall and Lily just end up splitting up. Mm-hmm. Ted and Robin are officially together.
Yeah, but dude, we've been calling the end of this thing for a while. So it's not like it came out of nowhere.
But, I mean, to do the direct callback, like...
I kind of dig it. It's even raining out.
Josh's like, hey, what gets you to the dance gets you to the dance.
Yeah, right, man. Like I said, it's even raining out, just like in the episode.
Let's talk about the Sophie-Jesse side of this.
Yeah.
So, well, with the assist from Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Drew reveals that during the Lost and Found night, he wanted to see what else was in the box. Well, he was looking for the haircutting book. He admitted it.
No, he said he was looking for his beanie.
Oh, yeah, his beanie. Yeah, his beanie.
He lost his beanie.
Yeah, he lost his beanie. Yeah. So he was looking in the box, and he found the receipt with Drew's song. And he
Jesse's song.
Jesse. God damn it. I've only had one beer.
He knew it was his because he knows his handwriting, apparently, from the complaint box.
And I was just like, okay, well, so you found this, and instead of giving it to her, he kept it. And he kept it in his wallet.
He explains why.
But not right away, he doesn't. He doesn't do that until he's talking to Valentina.
No, he explains.
This
is the thing. This is actually my favorite Drew scene because he pulls a stand up move here. Okay, he confesses everything to Sophie about this letter. Okay, and he says to her, you know, like, I held on to this thing. He's like, I should have thrown it away, but the song is really good. Right, so that's why he kept it. And he gives it to her, and he didn't have to.
No.
There was nothing saying that he had to do anything about telling her. But he knew that she wasn't meant for him.
That's fair.
And he gives her the note, the song. And I'm like, that's fucking stand up right there, in my opinion. And
you're not wrong.
I respected him for that.
Yeah. You're definitely not wrong. Yeah. It was definitely a good guy moved by him.
Yeah.
Which makes Sophie fucking like she goes. You see, like she fades to the back, and she's like reading it, and then she just kind of vanishes. And we find out she locks herself in the storage room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then like Val's trying to get her to come out, but she won't come out. So Val gets her to like at least take a drink away the problems, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And then I'm just like, fuck, man. Been there. Done that. That's
absolutely been there. And I mean, did you want to keep talking about this or did you want to cover any of the Vale Charlie stuff before? Because I feel like.
That's another quick one.
I feel like the Sophie Jesse stuff, that's the big meat.
It is the big meat.
Of everything.
But I mean, we've already talked about most of it, so we might as well just finish it while we're talking.
Okay. Because she confronts Jesse.
Oh, I mean, wholeheartedly. But I love how when she confronts him, she's pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, first off, you have no right to be pissed off because you're doing the same fucking thing to him. All he did was write a song about you and not tell you.
It's true. Yeah. First off, I love the name of the song. Love song. Princey Sophie, a.k.a. I Love You Sophie. It's a ridiculous name for a song.
Listen, I mean, it is. And I love that he plays it off. He's like, that song could be about anybody.
Yeah.
And that's when she's like, well, this name. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, okay, yeah, it's about you. I love you. Whatever. Yeah. Loved you.
And he admits, he's like, you know, I had leftover feelings for you. And she calls him a coward.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Right?
Like, she is putting everything onto him, not taking she doesn't want to take responsibility for the stuff she did to Parker. She doesn't want to take responsibility here. You know, she always is that's the whole kind of theme of this. She's always taking the fluff. That's the whole, you know, that's the pattern for her. She wants the easy way out.
And that's the thing, too. It made me laugh because she is always taking the easy way out. And after she confronts him and, like, he kind of, like, walks off, Val's like, I'm not going to give it to you easy anymore. You need to fucking hear this straight. And she fucking tough loves her. And she's like, you yelled at Jesse for being a coward. She's like, you're being a coward. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I loved how she called him out on that. And yeah, because Jesse walks off, he actually leaves to go see Parker. He actually leaves, unlike the other couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually leaves.
Well, because at this point, I mean, what's he got to lose, man? He's pissed off that Sophie just gave him shit. He's like, fuck it, I might as well at least be with Parker, if anything.
It's true.
So he gets a little wet. He's got an excuse to take his clothes off.
But
what ends up happening, Josh?
Well, you know, like you said, she Vale confronts her about this whole thing, gives her the tough, and she, first off, Vale, the actress who plays Vale, that performance that she gives, dude, it made me tear up. How emotional she gets, you know, where she's talking about, you know, she calls her coward and she's like, at least you have found somebody who you're crazy about and there's not some fundamental thing keeping you apart.
Yep.
And which we know she's talking about Charlie.
Yep.
You know, because we
know that, and we know the fundamental reason being the kid situation.
Mm-hmm.
But and like, I'm like, damn.
The way she, you can hear the pain in her voice when she's saying it. It was incredible. To me, it was just an incredible
performance. Oh, no, you're right. It was. It was very
like I said, it made me emotional just listening to her say it. Like I was very impressed.
It is a very amazing performance. And it makes Sophie realize, you're right. I need to go get my metaphorical drink because there was a whole drink reference in there.
Yeah.
And so she goes after Jesse and chases him outside. Yep. And she comes clean and she's like, listen, you were a coward. I was a coward. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I feel about you. And then.
But it's not just that she chases him outside. Dude, he went to Parker's and Parker opened the door, he says. And that's when he realized that's not what he wants.
Nope.
It's wild, man.
I was going to wind back to that.
It's just like, because like otherwise, why would he still be out there? You know what I mean?
Like I said, I was winding back to that.
Yeah.
Because in all honesty, by like the way they played it, it didn't seem like she'd been in there that long and then he made it all the way to Parker's and back.
I mean, remember, she was locked in a closet without Vale being in there for a while, taking drinks from her. Then we had the whole conversation with Vale.
True, you're right. There.
So there is a while of time.
So this is, I love this, by the way. So Sophie goes out to Drew, or Jesse. We'll go back to this in a second. I want to sidebar off of this and go to Vale in the closet eating the snacks. And all of a sudden, Drew pops out and he's like, hey. And she's like, oh! And he's like, listen, I've been back there for a while. Yeah. He's like, at first I came in here to mope. And then Sophie came in here to mope, and by the time I would have said anything, it was awkward. He's like, so I just stayed back there and acted like I wasn't in here, and then you came in here, and she left. He's like, and I didn't want to get awkward again, and I felt it was going in the same cycle, so I popped out and said, hey. And what happens, Josh?
Dude, they get it on in that closet.
They're getting it. I want to know what happens that started to get it on.
Yeah. But it's not the only thing that Vale does throughout this episode, because she does all the stuff with Charlie, too.
I know.
And they have such a great moment right before all that stuff ends. Dude, you know, where
that scene made me tear up. Where
he
tells her, where Charlie tells her straight out, you know, if I could go back to the beginning, I would give it all up again. I'd give up my family and the money and all that just to be with you. And I love how she's like, well, maybe we could find a way to try to keep the money. And I'm like...
That's Valentina for you. Yeah, dude, like, it's just, man, there's so much that happens in this episode, and like I said, it's kind of a jumble. Like it's not structured anywhere like any of the other episodes.
Everything's just kind of going on all at once. They're cutting back and forth.
Yeah,
man,
it's wild. And like the stuff that happens at the end with future Sophie, like, I don't know how far you want to dive yet, because we're almost to the end.
But... I was going to say, let's just go touch up the Sophie Jesse thing, and we'll get to the end.
Okay, so yeah, she runs out, and like you said, they
tell
each other their truth. You know what I mean? They proclaim their love for one another. No fluff, man. All tough, but they get together finally.
Listen,
and it's official.
Future Sophie says something here, though, that makes me happy, because I have had this moment, and I'm not going to talk about it, I'm just going to say I've had this moment. The perfect kiss. The movie kiss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? And Sophie's like, you know, it was the perfect kiss, and then all of a sudden she's like, and she's like, I'm getting drowned in water, and they go back inside,
mm-hmm.
and her son's like, thought you said it was the perfect kiss. And she's like,
It was. Yeah.
I've had that moment once in my life.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. And if I could have caught that in a picture, I don't need to catch it in a picture because it lives here rent free.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, if I could have that feeling for the rest of my life, I'd give it all up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I also love, because, like, they both, essentially, they both say, you know, we won't hurt each other. You know what I mean? And I love Future Sophie's line of, at that point, we didn't know whether or not we were telling each other the truth.
Yep.
You know, we just loved each other.
Yep.
You know, it's
been there.
Absolutely been there. But yeah, man, the stuff at the end here.
Yep. So
essentially,
they walk back into the bar.
Yeah.
And then they're super happy, and everybody's like, "Hey,
yeah,
what's going on?
Like, why do you guys look so happy?"
Yeah.
And Sid,
soon as they say that, that's where Sid walks out and sits down. And looks like he's just been stabbed by Jesse.
Yeah, that's where, Charlie's like, and why do you look devastated? And Ellen just hugs him. And because she's the only one that knows. Yeah. And I'm
And then this is where they, because we've already seen the back room scene.
Yeah, that's it. But the only other thing that happens is the end with Future Sophie, where we get a big reveal.
Oh yeah, and now this one made me tear up because
oh my God!
She's telling her son, because he's like, "Wait, Drew, I didn't know that those two had a thing." And she's like, "Well, you know, but if they didn't have a thing," and she like reaches into her shirt, and I'm like, "What the fuck is she doing?" And she pulls out a picture. She's like, "These two probably would have never had."
Alex.
Kids. Yeah. I knew you were going to have the name written down. Mm-hmm. And she sets the picture down, and it's Charlie with Val and a little boy.
Yeah. Dude, that... I understand. It's like they're, like, spoiling a big storyline. You know what I mean? But it made me so fucking happy. I just... To know that these two... will make it. They will, no matter what. They will end up together.
I'm gonna do it like this. This is how the episode ends. Ends on that huge fucking cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Now, I just kind of want to so in between two episodes, we've learned that Alan's wearing a wig. Yep. Charlie is still in love with fucking Valentina, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Val is doing her...
They're in love with each other. Like
Though they're playing this game of Val hooking up with Drew now.
Yeah.
Jesse and Sophie are officially back together. Yep. I'm like,
Sid and Hannah.
We don't know what's
probably done, but at least there's at least going to be some real bad times going forward, no matter what.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a crazy 2-part episode.
Absolutely.
Fucking amazing. So much emotion.
Parker is gone. I mean, it's possible she pops up here and there.
Well, here's my thing.
They work together, so.
I want to know if they broke up, though. Jesse only says that he didn't want to be with her. He doesn't actually say, we broke up.
I mean, I feel like she opens the door and he takes off. I feel like that's got to be like...
Maybe he came up with an excuse. Maybe he was like, oh, I was just seeing if you were okay.
That'd be real shitty. And I hope they don't do that, because that would be that whole thing of him, you know, he says, I won't break your heart. That would be him breaking her heart.
True. Okay. I don't know. I'm just hypothetically speaking.
I understand, it could be a thing. That's something that I could easily see them doing on a TV show. But I desperately hope they don't do that.
We'll see. I mean, but overall, though, what are your thoughts on the 2-part series, the season finale?
I loved these two episodes together. A lot of emotion, a lot of fucking crazy shit going on. I think they nailed the finale. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely got the finale right. Yeah. Like, A lot of back and forth of like what was happening and who's happening it with. Like you said, it was really like boom, 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 boom.
We got to see Sandy Rippers again.
Dude, seeing Sandy was amazing.
Yeah.
And I didn't have it spoiled who it was. All I knew is we got a return of an I was told there's a return of an original cast member.
You want to know what? I had, because I didn't watch it until yesterday. So, like, on Friday. Comes out on Tuesday. I watched it Friday. I had nothing spoiled for me. I was surprised.
Yeah. I didn't have anything spoiled for me. Somebody had just said, when you go to watch it, be prepared. There's the return of an OG character. And I went, oh, no shit. And the person was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
A lot of people I talk to about How I Met Your Mother and How I Met Your Father, they know to try to keep it as spoiler-free for me as they can. That's because good. We do this podcast.
Yeah.
And they're listening right now. So thank you very much kindly for being polite and giving me the heads up that there's an OG return and not spoiling it.
Sure. So what did you think overall?
Like I said, man, I thought they were good. I really liked them, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the downfall of Sid and Hannah in the next season.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen with the helicopter ride from hell for Jesse and Sophie, because that's going to be interesting. And I'm hoping that now that we know that Ellen is wearing a wig, maybe she's going to have a new hairstyle in season 3.
Yeah. I thought that same thing. I was like, they could do like a nice short hairstyle for her. If they wanted to, it could be interesting. Who knows if they actually will, but I think that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, I think it would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm down to see where it's all going to go.
So I do have some questions, John.
Go ahead. I knew you were going to.
Okay. So do you think Sid and Hannah are over in this moment? Do you think the marriage is done?
No.
Okay.
What do you think? I think that she's going to have turned it around on the whole Taylor thing and going to have just walked out, and they're going to have talking to do. They're going to play it out and make them work for it.
Well, here's the thing. In my opinion, she has no leg to stand on.
I'm not saying she does. I'm just saying she's going to try to make herself innocent in this.
And if Sid gives her even an inch, that's a mistake. If she tries to do that, no, because she's 100% far more in the wrong than he was.
I'm just saying how I think it's going to play out.
Yeah, and I'm saying if that is how it plays out, I hope that he just shuts that shit down.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Is what I mean.
I think I'm going to be wrong, though, and I think they're going to be over.
Yeah,
his reaction.
I think it's done. I think maybe she might, we may see her like trying to get him back a few times, but my hope is.
Hold strong, boy.
Mainly because like the way he obviously is feeling about all of it. And after her rushing away, because it obviously wasn't just a one-time thing. I think that's gonna stick with him. And so I don't think he's gonna give that second chance. I don't think he could trust it again. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't trust it again.
Yeah. Okay, so I had kind of brought this up when we were talking about it, but do you think that Hannah suggesting that the possibility of it being Sophie is meant to implant that into Sid's brain for later on down the road?
No, I think she just wanted to accuse him of somebody closer to the group.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's like when he says it, he's like, you know, it was somebody I met on the plane to meet you.
Yeah.
That's a one in a chance thing. It would be more believable that it would either be Hannah or Ellen, possibly.
Yeah, you mean Sophie or Ellen, but yeah.
Or Sophie.
Well,
or Ellen. Yeah.
It couldn't be Ellen because Ellen's gay.
Listen, she's gay. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I don't think Hannah would go and say her.
True.
I think she would think maybe Vale.
Yeah, maybe. I can see that.
Because Vale's a very sexual being. So, like, I'm surprised she went for Sophie over Vale in that situation. You know?
Fair.
Because, like I said, I think it says a lot about what she thinks about Sophie.
That's true.
You know, that's how I feel about that.
No, I don't think it's meant to imply anything. I think it was just bitch shot at Sophie.
Okay. And I want to get your thoughts on the whole reveal of Vale and Charlie's future. And do you think it takes Charlie off the board as the father?
No.
Okay.
Again, sperm donor is still an option. So it does not take Charlie off the table as being an option.
Okay.
And I cried.
Yeah, like, so did
like
I, man.
Like a little kid. I cried.
Yeah, so
did I. That's all I'm going to say about it. I cried.
Yeah.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have any follow-up questions or anything that you wanted to ask?
I never have questions for you. I never think that
sometimes far. Sometimes you do. Sometimes things pop up in your brain. I don't know.
No, I didn't end up having any questions out of this one. I thought, though, that the episodes were well put together and, yeah.
I didn't write this one down. This one just kind of came to me. How long into the next season do you think it'll be before Taylor comes back?
Mid-season finale.
Ooh, okay. I kind of dig that. You know, let him
deal with all the consequences of everything going on for the first half of the season.
Gives him time to grieve. And maybe
during the mid-season finale, he texts her and he's like, "Hey, what's up?"
You know what? I like that.
Upside down pineapple emoji.
Is there an upside down one? If so, I hope there is.
If there isn't, somebody make it happen.
He just sends a picture of one, then there it is. Pineapple. I love it.
Like monkeys from some branches.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, talked about a lot of crazy shit. A couple of really good episodes here. I think we did it, my friend.
We did it. In less time than most normal episodes take us.
It's true. Season 2 is in the books, folks. So, John, with that, let everybody know where they can find you.
Listen, people, it's the same thing week after week after week. If you want to find me, hop on over to Twitter. You hit that little magnifying glass, click search, and look for Simply Sane J1. That's me. I have a podcast and a blog, which I haven't done shit with in months. So as of this season wrap up, I'm just going to start mentioning the Twitter and not the blog or the podcast anymore, because I don't do shit with them. But if you want to check those out, they do exist. They are there. There are links to both of them. Feel free to check them out. But I am on Twitter at Simply Sane J1. I am the often imitated, never duplicated clown Prince of Destruction. Check me out.
All right, folks. And you can find me on Twitter at MovieBlogMerc. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with a Movie Blog. If you are watching this on YouTube, you are watching it on the Merc with a Movie Blog YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that like button if you like what you're watching. Smash that subscribe button. Click that little bell, wherever the fuck it is. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And remember, if you're using your mobile device, you can set the notifications to let you know when we're dropping our new content or when he's dropping other content on this channel.
Absolutely. And be sure to leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. We will read all those, just like we did at the top of the show.
Hell yeah. All concerns and comments. We want to hear it all from you guys. Absolutely. You got an idea about who the father is, or you want to talk about something from one of the How I Met Your Mother episodes? Let's do it. Hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't like my background? Tell me.
And if you are listening on podcast form, listening with your ear holes, hop on over to anchor.fm/lastcallHIMYM. Leave us a voice message over there. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices, or not so. I don't know. No judgment here. You know, all your concerns, questions, comments, everything in between.
And if you're judgment-free zone.
Yeah, you know. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, you can leave it. If you feel the desire to leave a 5-star review, please write something. That way, we can read it out. We love to hear from you guys.
And if you don't leave a 5-star review, you better have a good reason.
I would hope so.
I will strike you down and beat you with my shillelagh.
Like my mama always said, if you got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. There it is, folks.
Your beard sucks.
You motherfucker. You know that's not true. You son of a bitch.
Fine. I will go with a more accurate statement. My beard is longer.
That is true. All right. And be sure to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Last Call, HIMYM.
Oops, you forgot one.
Patreon as well. Yeah, you know.
We have a Patreon. We're willing to put ourselves out there. You want to see this man lick a leaf? That's going to cost you $13.50.
There it is, folks. Leek liquor. There it is. Leaf liquor extraordinaire. Hashtag leak liquor. Make sure that goes viral, folks. I want to see it. We are going to be off for a few weeks here, getting prepped for season 4 of How I Met Your Mother. So, you know, stay tuned and everything, you know, keep an eye on like the Twitter page and whatnot, and you'll know when it's coming. So, but, outside of that, John, I think that's all I got for him, man. What do you got for him? One final time for season 2 of How I Met Your Father. What do you got?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to go home. You can't listen here.
Catch you next time.